Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to New Breed Film Reviews. We're on episode 110. My name is Dave, and Brian is here.
What's going on, guys?
This is a fun episode. We got a little multi-mic setup. This is not remote. This is an in-person live podcast. I'm visiting from Florida.
Yeah, we're actually in the same room with each other. It's kind of random. You know, we haven't done this in probably about a year. Instead of actually talking to each other through Skype, we're actually talking to each other, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely fun. I add something to it. I'm stoked. It's been like a while since we've done this, so here I am. Brian and I recently saw Independence Day Resurgence Part 2. Brian wasn't keen on it. I think he just went for me to be like nice. We saw it in this cool theater in this town called Mystic, but we're here to basically shit on it, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. I told Dave from the start, I was trying to call it on him. I was like, they're doing all the trailers. And I was like, oh my God, they're just trying to do like a money grab. I didn't think that they were going to be able to kind of put a storyline in place that was actually going to be able to carry you. You know, like the first Independence Day is enjoyable and it's just a fun story. You know, they come, they try to take over the world, we fight them. You know, that's just kind of the way that it was going to end up again. So unfortunately, it just didn't pan out that way. You know, that's just not the way that it ended up in this new movie. We won't get into spoilers just yet, but I didn't enjoy it at all. I mean, a tiny bit. Like,
damn, dude.
You know, like when you go to like a stupid action movie, you're like over the top summer blockbuster. You know, you just sit there, pop some
Spendables.
Popcorn. Yeah, pop some popcorn and just sit back and enjoy it. You're not expecting a good storyline. This just had points in which it annoyed me. It annoyed me with trying to think that I was stupid with the whole script and not be able to kind of follow the film.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll get into that. I got major gripes also, but I'm going to read the stats on it if you don't mind, Bri.
Yeah.
So it's action sci-fi, a sequel to Independence Day, which came out in 96, which that's a fun, awesome movie to me. That's one of my favorites. I love it.
Yeah, anytime it comes on TV, I'm watching it.
Yep. Remember Will Smith punched the alien? Welcome to Earth.
Yep.
That was fun. But the ratings for this one, it got 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb. It got 32% on Rotten Tomatoes, which
ouch.
That's bad.
It's ouch.
32% on Metacritic. The budget was $165 million, so that's beefy. And in the box office so far, U.S. has made $176, which
they made their money back.
Yeah, they made their money. That's not even foreign included.
Yeah, and they did a big push on China in the film. So China's going to eat this film up.
They're going to gobble it up.
Yeah.
And the premise for it, it goes 2 decades after the first Independence Day invasion, Earth is faced with a new extrasolar threat. But will mankind's new space defense be enough? And it stars Liam Hemsworth, which is Diet Chris Hemsworth to me. He's instead of zero calories, it's zero talent. We got Jeff Goldblum. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Jesse T. Usher, which is a bootleg. Who's the McDonald kid? He was in
the one
Creed.
From, Creed.
Yeah, he's like a bizarro like, bootleg.
He is.
What's that kid's name though?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one from Creed.
Yeah, I'll look it up right now. You go ahead.
Okay. So Jesse T. Usher, which is like, you know, I guess the replacement to Will Smith. That's
horrible replacement.
Horrible. Horrible. This dude was like a piece of wood. Bill Pullman's back. I like
Michael
him.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, he's a bootleg Michael B. Jordan. like a supermarket brand orange juice.
Yes.
We got Brent Spiner from the Star Trek
Fruit Lop instead of Fruit Loops, you know.
Yeah, exactly. He's that guy, Cocoa Krispies. Brent Spiner, who plays Data from Star Trek The Next Generation, and he's been in a lot of movies. I liked him in this movie, but can you say something good about it? Like, what were your likes? Is there one thing, Brian?
I thought the CGI was pretty decent in the film. There are some spots where the green screen kind of looked a little fuzzy. Or not fuzzy, but you could see it was a green screen. But otherwise, some of like the ship shots and some of like the explosion scenes and Like the aliens were kind of cool, and I thought that that was pretty decent as far as the CGI would go. Mm-hmm. I had a couple moments where there's like a couple little laughs. The Jeff Goldblum kind of landed the laughs mm-hmm. for you in it. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I didn't find too much that I liked in the film.
I agree with you, man. I was impressed with the CGI as far as like when they were in space and the ships, the backgrounds. The aliens were like, they were cool to me. They looked really good. They looked menacing. They looked scary. The design was pretty badass. It was like the original, but like 2.0. They really improved on that. I guess we can include, are we going to have some spoilers in this?
Yeah, we'll definitely go spoilers. Okay. So before pre-spoilers. Oh, I guess one other thing I thought was kind of cool is to see how they embrace the technology and mm-hmm. they set themselves up with a technology to fight them back.
That was cool.
I think that was a cool concept.
Yeah, that was really cool how they integrated the alien tech. And I was surprised that it was so futuristic though.
Yeah. Like just 20 years, mm-hmm. you know, they had like, I'm not ruining anything. You can see in the trailers, like flying cars and mm-hmm. stuff like that and the laser weapons.
I kind of, in a way, I think that's a little too much though. Like they went too far ahead with it. Like, you know, they should have kept it 40, a little 50 more grounded. Years
maybe they would have been able to mm-hmm. do it, but.
Yeah, it's like you were watching like a totally out there new world, like a sci-fi movie, you know?
Yeah.
But with the green screen, dude, I agree with you, bro. I was sitting there and I said, hot damn, this looks bad. This looks like a cable access channel. It was so freaking bad. It was like fuzzy in the background.
I think you hit the nail on the head though when you said that this is like a sci-fi original movie.
Yeah.
It deserved to be on the sci-fi channel, not a big blockbuster film.
Yeah, it was like legit sci-fi channel quality movie, like in every sense. Like, the only people that saved the movie was Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman I liked.
Yes.
And it was like a disservice to their talent being in this. Like, it was beneath them. You know, I feel bad for them because Bill Pullman like really tried because, you know, he was having them nightmares.
Yeah. He was pushing it. He was going for that Oscar.
He was going for that Oscar in the worst movie ever. And I felt so bad for him. And Brent Spiner, the guy who played the kooky doctor.
He stole the show.
Yeah, he was fun.
He was one of the best parts of the whole movie.
He was really fun. But Jeff Goldblum, I love him, and he definitely still has it. He looks the same kind of, but just, you know, obviously older.
Yeah. I mean, he's not looking like Jurassic Park Jeff Goldblum. No. He's looking all dried up.
Yeah.
Like the fly Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. He in the fly in Jurassic Park, he had his shirt unbuttoned. Yeah. He was lifting little weights back then.
With his little hairy chest, you know. Mm-hmm. Now he's just getting moans.
Yeah. He looks dried up, man. Like, I guess testosterone drops when you get older and you shrivel. It's kind of sad. But he still had that swag, though.
He did. He still was hitting on that lady.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff Goldblum's vintage, you know, maybe we should move now. You know, his
move now.
Dude, imagine him and Christopher Walken in the same movie.
That would be great.
Talk about awkwardness.
They could be like, you know, like Righteous Kill, where it was Al Pacino. And yeah. They should bring them two back as like two old cops.
Yep. The dialogue between us two would be nuts. Two awkward mofos. Dude, Goldblum and Walken are probably the two most awkward actors ever.
But awkward, fantastic actors.
Yeah, yeah.
But the awkward works for them.
It does. They got like their own kind of style. But
And that kid from Mr. Robot.
Oh, dude, that's like a mini-me Goldblum.
He is. But the awkward works for him.
Yeah, he's the Goldblum for this generation.
Yeah.
You know, they should use him.
I don't know what
his
name is, but he's pretty good. He plays a pretty good awkward character.
His eyes are all bugging out. He's definitely strange. Let me think of something that I liked about it. I think I just mentioned them, just the actors. Could we get into spoilers, I guess? Like,
yeah. You want to overall grade the film? Your personal grade of the film?
Yeah, personal grade, D for disaster. It was freaking horrible. D for disaster.
I would say D, or definitely like a 4, because I didn't want to walk out of the film, but I was irritated at some points that I was in there having to sit through it, you know.
Dude, I wouldn't even. Would you own this movie?
No. I wouldn't even, if it came on TV, I would change the channel.
Dude, if I was trick-or-treating and they put it in my bag, I would give it back. I'd be like, can I have a butterscotch instead? Like, it's that bad.
If they were giving away the free DVD, I'd be like, no, I'll take a candy bar instead.
I mean, like, if they have like an unrated version with added scenes, I mean, for the sake of owning it, you know, cause it's a sequel 20 years later. I mean, I may own it for like $3. I would not pay more than $3.
All right. What about combo pack?
Independence Day 1
and Independence Day 2. Would you buy it if it just had two in there with
$5?
Yeah.
I go $5.99. And really, I'm paying for the first movie. But dude, I was so disappointed because I'm a big fan of the original and like.
Yeah, you had high hopes.
High hopes.
Like, real high hopes.
If you follow this podcast, like, I was so stoked about it. And Brian was like straight up like, no, like pass, this shit looks like it sucks. Like it doesn't look interesting. And I'm like, no, man, I'm like, you crazy. Independence Day 2 is going to kill.
Yeah. We were all in the group, like text messages that we do with each other with Paul and Gil and John was on there too. Mm-hmm. And like Don was on there too. And they all like said, Brian called it after the reviews came out.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the trailer and I was like, it's just going to be cheesy. It just seemed cheesy from the trailer.
See, I didn't get that from it. It really got me. Like, it truly duped me. That's why I gave it a D for duped. But to you people listening, and I'll ask Brian also, like, would I recommend it? Like, if someone's bored, like, I wouldn't even recommend it to them. That you could lose a friendship over that. Like, it's that bad. I would not even recommend that.
You heard it here. A New Breed Film Reviews. You could lose a friendship if you recommend this movie.
Yes. So, I mean, would you, Brian, if someone's bored out of their mind and said, I want to watch a cheesy sci-fi movie because I'm bored. Like, does it even fit that?
No, Sharknado. Go watch Sharknado instead.
Wow, dude.
No, you know what, like, any Michael Bay movie, okay? I personally, Dave disagrees with this, but I like to watch stupid action movies from Michael Bay. I appreciate the fact that they're just visually entertaining. There's no plot line, but you can just watch through the action and just deal with the crappy dialogue. And you just sit there and you just know you're going to watch a dumb action movie.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't do that. This was trying to do that. But it didn't even accomplish that.
Oh, dude. I mean, I guess we could.
We can get into spoilers.
You ready to get into it? Because I'm going to rip in this movie. So for you guys listening, we're going to get into spoilers. You can stick with us if you want. But here we go. So we both agreed on this or we're watching it. And I think we're even mentioning it, like, as we're watching it. I'm like, they are spoon feeding you everything. Like, oh, this is the crystal you use to shoot down the alien ships because their ship is made out of this special metal. Like, they explain everything, like if the audience, like, we're idiots.
Yes.
Like, there was no, I mean, give the audience more credit. People are smart. You could figure it out.
Even the, what's the kid's name? The new kid that's playing Will Smith's son in the film?
The bootleg Michael, whatever. Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Whatever his name is. They spoon fed us that. Like, we could have figured that out.
That's his kid. We get it.
Right. Without, like, they belabored that.
Mm-hmm. He went into this room, like, he was introduced. He goes into this, like, hall before he goes into his room. He looks at a photo of his dad. And yeah, like the
White House.
Yeah. In his Air Force suit. And it's like, okay, obviously, he's black and he's looking at Will Smith and obviously there's some connection.
Yeah.
And then he goes in the room and they flat out say the same last name. So you're like, oh, that's his kid. You get it.
But then they have to proceed to tell us.
They keep doing it. Later on, they show like a picture frame with Vivek A. Fox and Will Smith and the little boy. It's like, we get it.
Yeah.
It's his kid.
But just everything within the plot line. Like everything, they just had to like tell you. They couldn't let you figure out. In the audience, they couldn't let the audience figure out any part of the plot or any part of the movie. They just felt like you had to know. And all the, they had way too many actors. There was like way too many.
Yeah.
They were trying to jumble around way too many people and they were trying to introduce them in way too many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't think of that many great examples, but like, me and you were sitting there shaking our heads next to each other being like, okay, like they just have
it was,
to.
Yeah, it was just too much going on, and oh my god, man, Liam Hemsworth was. He can't carry a movie to me. He's not an action star. Like, he just doesn't have it. He was trying way too hard. Mm-hmm. He didn't come off as a badass. He didn't come off as, like, you know how, like, Ryan Gosling got that kind of, like, playboy, like, swag? He got it. Like, that it factor. He don't got that. Like,
yeah, not like his brother.
Nah, Chris Hemsworth stole all the talent juices, like the genes from their mom. And since Liam was second born, you know, there was a deficit of, like, yeah, talent there.
He lost some.
Yeah, man, he's diet Hemsworth, like.
But I mean, like, so the successful part of Independence Day, first mm-hmm. Independence Day, was mm-hmm. Will Smith.
Right.
He carried the film from a comedic standpoint, and also he's a star-studded actor. He's a guy, not recently, but yeah, he's a guy you watch on screen mm-hmm. that has your attention the moment he sets on screen to the moment he sets off screen. And you didn't have that from either of the two main lead kids.
No.
Liam didn't do it, and the other guy didn't do it.
No, they tried to make them the new Goldblum and Smith.
Right.
And, you know, to me, just having Will Smith in it would have elevated that movie. Like, it would have just – he probably would have had input on the script. He probably would have said, no, this is not going to work, because he got a lot of pull.
Yeah. He asked $50 million for both movies.
Mm.
So if he was going to be in Independence Day 2 and 3, he asked for $50 million. They turned him down.
So basically 25 each?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of –
it's worth it.
Yeah.
I think he would bring in 25 just to have his name on it. If his name was on it, I think you'd bring in that extra $25 million.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of money, man. Damn.
Yeah, but it's already – how many – it's been out for a week, and mm-hmm. it's already at $176,000. So
mm-hmm.
they did it.
Yeah. I mean, if he would have been in it, like, it would have brought all his fan base, and yeah, and it definitely would have elevated, like, the nostalgia factor. Like, Smith and Goldblum back, that would have been epic, dude. They had great chemistry.
And Will Smith can still wisecrack. All he's going to do is find himself as, like, that wisecracking character. And maybe he would be able to step back in his shoes and be, like, the Will Smith that we like.
The fun Will Smith.
Right.
Stop trying to be an Oscar, you know, winner every damn movie.
Right.
It's getting old, man. What else was, like, just terrible? Let's see. We said green screen effects, bad acting. Oh, how about this one? It was, like, so non-original. Like, I mean, it was like everything was like Independence Day 1. Like, it was
regurgitated.
Yeah, it was like the speeches, the corny
dude. I can't believe they tried another corny speech. Oh, again.
My god.
And dude, he was by himself. Remember, he was like in the hangar mm-hmm. and there was like six people listening and he gave his speech.
Yeah, it's like somebody who was important and now they're not, and no one gives a shit about them anymore. And, yeah, and you know, from like millions of people, now he's just talking to six people in a room, you know, like, we have to defend the earth and America. But it was so poorly done and just cheesy. I felt bad for Bill Pullman, dude. I really did. How about this, Bri? How about the stupid alien orb that looked like a Pokemon circle?
That was the Pokemon circle.
It was a Pokemon. I was expecting Pikachu to come out, piloting that thing. But the voice was stupid, and then the dialogue, like, whoever wrote the dialogue for that robot, it wasn't smart. It was, no, like, so simplified, like, just not a good vocabulary for, like, a super advanced being.
Right.
It was like, I can't even describe it, but it just was, like, not good writing, like, you would and expect.
It seemed like it was a little kid. Like, it was, like, a little kid or, like, a teenager talking, mm-hmm. not like a...
Like a...
intelligent being.
Yeah, like a omnipotent, you know, being that, you know, knows all. Like, it was just, it was so stupid, man. Another thing that I found absolutely just retarded was, okay, the alien queen was cool to me. Like, I was like, all right, you're kind of biting off of Aliens James Cameron, like a queen, but she was cool. And the fact that she had her own shield, that got me.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Because I figured she blew up. And when they said she had her own shield, I said, oh shit, that's kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
She had her own fucking force field. I was like,
whoa. What about her dumbass, though, having all those ships spin around her? And then when they go up in the air and then go down the middle, there's no ships that stop them?
What was the purpose of all them ships that they couldn't even defend her?
Right.
That shit was so stupid. And then if you got ships swirling around you, okay, what about shooting the bus? Like, you're going to run after the bus on foot with a rifle.
By yourself.
With a giant rifle. Yeah. But yet you control all these ships. And how about
them? They boost themselves out of the middle of the spinny thing and then fly down the middle. None of those ships can, like, turn sideways and shoot them as they're going down the middle of it.
Yeah, it was just so stupid. But I got to say that she looked cool, like the effects for her, and she was like huge.
Yeah, she didn't come across as like cheesy looking.
No,
like she looked decent CGI.
Yeah, she looked pretty menacing, and I liked the way they did her movements. Like she looked big, like it had like that big feel to it. Like she moved slow. There was like a mass scale to her. Like she was cool. I really liked the queen. I just didn't like, you know, how she died and. The plot holes as far as like she can control all the ships, but they're just twirling around her.
Right.
It's just, I didn't even get that. What is the purpose?
And how about like, to jump subjects, they like a lot of movies nowadays. And like, if you start noticing, or I don't know if you've paid attention to it, but a lot of movies now are marketing towards like China and towards like, the Chinese like culture, like The Martian. The Martian had a heavy amount of China relation in there to kind of pull it in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This movie, it just feels like it just kind of throws, I'm not being racist or anything like that, but it throws China in the mix.
And
like,
yeah.
It had that same shot of, remember when they get out of the taxi cab, but they had it in China, like when all the streets explode and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Same shot in China. They had a Chinese pilot. Mm-hmm. They have a Chinese moon person.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like they're trying to like push for the box office, like in China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I picked up on that.
I guess I think that they're trying to think that in 20 years forward that China is going to be a major player, which makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think of another movie that just did that too, like had a heavy amount of China influence in it.
I can't think of any right now, but I definitely saw like what you're talking about right now. It was just so sad, dude. Like, total regurgitation of part one also. Like, again, like, we already mentioned that. Like, it was just so many aspects. It was like they were trying to be Independence Day 2.0, and it just failed. It was just, like, absolute freaking fail. And I was reading on the internet that a sequel is, like, not out of the question.
Well, yeah. I mean, they set themselves up perfectly for it.
Yeah. It's like, where do you go from here? Like, now you're going to, you know, I guess what do? They hinted that they're going to go take the fight to them.
Yeah. And that, the end of the movie, remember she said that the Earth is going to be the trainers to fight the aliens for the international.
What the?
So they're the Americans, or not Americans, like, you know, people from the actual Earth is going to train all the other beings to be able to fight the aliens, and then they're going to take the fight to them.
I mean, what's stupid to me is, okay, Independence Day came out in 96, and then this new movie follows, like, kind of, it goes in sync with, like, real time, so it's 20 years later.
Yeah.
Okay, these are like super advanced aliens. It took them 20 years to get here.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take us to reach them?
Right.
Like 100 years later?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
To bring back Jeff Goldblum from like the dead and be like a zombie?
Yeah. I mean, it's unless they use their ships or something, but it just was like, it's sad, dude. And I don't even know where they go with it from here. Like,
no.
They ruined a sequel. It had so much potential. And it's like, it's sad. I'd rather see like a remake than like another sequel.
Right.
You know, like, it's just sad. I'm really bummed because I love the first one so much.
You know what? Another part of the actual movie I really liked, and I think that they could have expanded on it more. And I think that you could follow the storyline cool. Like, you could do I would watch a prequel of this storyline, the whole Africa setting. Where like the African soldiers,
dude, how
and
about
stuff
that big ass dude?
Yeah, but even like the African soldiers having to hunt the aliens and figure them out, and they were the only successful beings, and then they're like semi mentally linked to the aliens because they've killed them or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool storyline right there. And like that's a cool.
Yeah, they kind of touched on it a little bit, and you know, I guess in the movie, like Bryce said, like the African tribes or people, like they were like battling them, like on foot, hunting aliens down. And there was one big ass dude with like two machetes. He was like a seasoned alien killer, and he just figured them out. He know how to take them out.
You gotta kill him from the back. He had that, all this tattoos on down on his arm.
Yeah.
How about that stupid accountant guy? They could have got rid of that guy.
He was useless, man.
Yeah, he was supposed to be like the comic relief, but he didn't do it.
Yeah, and then that young kid, there was like this young kid that was trying to get with the Chinese girl. He was so horrible.
That whole like moment when he was, I love you, man. I love you, man. I'm here for you.
Yeah, I
told you I'd never leave you.
It was so bad. You know what the other scene pissed me off? In the beginning when Diet Hemsworth was in his ship, and then that tower was falling, and then he used his ship to like push it back in place so it doesn't crush like the base.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, you're using robotic arms in a ship to push it. You're not really lifting weights. Like he was like yelling, like if it was like him, he's like, like all dramatic is like, and straining. What are you straining? You're pushing on a control thing where your hands and the ship is pushing. Like, yeah. It was just stupid. Like, what are you doing, dude? I didn't get it, man. But I think I hated him the most out of the whole movie.
Yeah.
He's just horrible. But do you got anything else on this movie?
I don't.
You just Independence Day out.
I am.
So when you were watching it, I'll tell you, how long did it take you to realize you made a mistake?
Probably like 10 or 15 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah.
See, dude, it still had me till about, when did it start to get horrible for me? Probably when the fake Michael B. Jordan came into the picture. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, it had me for like a little bit, and I still had hopes for it.
I still had hopes, actually, once you saw the whole Africa thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that whole thing ended, and then they like hopped on the thing and are just like, well, let's go to the moon or go to Earth and investigate it. I don't know.
The defense system was stupid too.
That got blown up in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's like you got a bunch of like satellite lasers, but you don't think that like a alien ship will have a way to blow these things up. Like just roll up on you and just shoot them. It was just so dumb. Like I'm so mad about this movie, man. I really am. But I got nothing else on it, bro. Do you?
No, I'm spent.
Yeah. So guys, thanks for listening to our review on Independence Day 2.
There was a lot of negativity on here, but we're not very happy about the movie. So, and we haven't been on for a little while, so we'll get a nice movie to you. If I can work Dave into talking about Finding Dory, and he gets to watch it, and maybe he'll go see it.
Yeah.
That'd be a happy movie to talk about. Well, it's a little sad, but it's a happy ending.
I don't know. He dragged me to see Finding Nemo. I never saw the movie until Bride took me like a couple of years ago. I actually liked it, but we got like this bet on some other film, like a rating bet. And if it scores 50% or higher, like I lose. So I got to see, what is it, Finding Dory?
I'm going to say Finding Dory or Super Troopers.
Or Super Troopers. And then I got to pick a movie for Bri. So,
yeah, make me watch Hobo with a Shotgun for more than 10 minutes.
That's a classic. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Please subscribe if you haven't already on iTunes. We have a Facebook page.
Yep.
A Twitter page, New Brief Film Reviews.
Us up on either place. We're pretty good on up to date on most of the stuff that hits us on the Twitter, and we post pictures, and we posted a picture today of both of us hanging out talking on the table, which we are right now on the Facebook page. So, stop by there and leave your comments and
email.
Yep. Like I said, we'll get on here pretty soon for another film. It's the summertime, so it's kind of crazy with a million other things coming up. But we'll try to make sure we keep pumping out new content to you. If I can't talk Dave into doing a group Finding Dory, then I'll do a solo for you guys. All
right? Cool. So that's 110, right? Mm. All right. We'll be back with 111. Until then, take care, guys.